KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 36 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 56, winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and fair to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 34. Picked up 1.43 inches of rainfall over the past 24 hours that ended at 7 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, updating you on our report last hour here on KJAN. One person has died and two others were injured during a collision that was head-on between a pickup and a car this morning north of Atlantic. The crash occurred around 5:31 a.m. on Cass County Road N16, or North Olive Street, if you will, south of Dallas Road. There was airbag deployment in at least one of the vehicles. Atlantic Rescue and Cass EMS responded to the scene. Two helicopters, LifeNet and Life Flight, were requested and reportedly transported the victims to Mercy Hospital. The roadway remains blocked at this hour for the accident investigation and subsequent cleanup. You're asked to take an alternate route if you normally travel on North Olive Street, either out of Atlantic or into Atlantic. That road is currently blocked. Additional information is currently not available and will be released later in the day. Police in Creston report multiple arrests occurred over the past few days. Three people were arrested late Sunday night at 803 West Adams Street. They include 34-year-old Anthony Michael Atkins, 51-year-old Misty Joan McKinney, and 29-year-old Casey Ray Welcher, all of whom are from Creston. They were arrested for burglary in the third degree. Atkins was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. McKinney was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and providing false identification information. Her bond in the Adams County Jail was set at $5,600. Welcher faces an additional possession of methamphetamine charge. His bond was set at $7,000. Authorities say three people were arrested at around 2:22 a.m. Sunday following a traffic stop at the intersection of Maple and Mills Streets in Creston. 32-year-old Seth Michael Thompson of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance third offense, PCS third offense marijuana, intent to manufacture or deliver, possession of controlled substance third offense, marijuana and conspiracy or intent to manufacture and deliver meth under 5 grams, as well as possession of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon. Thompson's bond was set at $37,000. 37-year-old Joshua Mark Magistretti and 31-year-old Brooke Lee West, both from Omaha, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Each was cited and released on a summons to appear in court. Also, 39-year-old Mitchell Tyler Killian of Creston was arrested around 12:40 a.m. on Sunday in the 100 block of North Elm Street in Creston. Killian was charged with possession, or rather, public intoxication. He was later released after pleading guilty and for time served. Saturday evening, 32-year-old William Albert Bethke IV of Creston was arrested for public intoxication first offense and possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on a $600 cash bond. Friday night, 20-year-old Seamus Donahue Reese of Minnesota was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston for possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense, PCS drug paraphernalia, and conspiracy intent to deliver. Reese was later released on a $2,000 bond. Late Friday morning, 27-year-old Patrick Riley Iams of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for possession of controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, and probation violation on an original charge of PCS. Liams was in the jail today, remained there on a $1,000 cash bond. Well, the director of the Atlantic Public Library presented her annual report to the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening. Michelle Anderson said residents of the county have saved thousands of dollars over the past fiscal year by using the services and materials the library provides, most of it free of charge. Anderson spoke first about where their sources of funding come from.
Almost 90% of our funding comes from the city. We get just over 5% from county and contracting cities. Our contracting cities are Marnie and Wyota, and they pay us a fee so that we serve their residents as well. Then our next largest revenue is non-governmental funding, like grants, private donations, fees, and fines. We do get a sliver of support from the state. It's usually under $3,000 a year. And we do have a little bit of federal income because we participate in the E-rate program, which reimburses up to 80% of our internet costs.
She says the largest part of their budget went to paying their staff. She says 11% was used to purchase physical pieces for the library's collection of materials. Nearly 4% was used for the digital collection. And the rest is used for other purposes such as building maintenance, software, utilities, and so on. The total expenditures at the Atlantic Public Library amounted to just under $400,000. Anderson said the use of physical collection, referring to materials that are checked out, amounts to about two-thirds of what it was pre-COVID. She said people come to the library for a variety of reasons.
People come to use our Wi-Fi or public computers. People come to print, copy, scan, or fax documents, and to use our meeting space. Just last month, a very anxious person came in. She had taken time off work to try and figure out how to print a document, fill it out, and send it back. And as she was trying to tell me what she needed, I just smiled at her and I said, that's okay, we can do that. So I helped her connect her smartphone to our Wi-Fi, print the page she needed, 10 cents. She sat down, filled it out, brought it back up, and I said, I can fax it for a dollar or I can scan it to email it for no charge.
Anderson said if community members had to purchase their own use of those items, the use of the meeting room space, internet service, and other such services, it would easily cost them almost $62,000. The library, she said, also offered programs adjusted to deal with COVID protocols. She said that if participants in those programs had to buy tickets or supplies for the programs they offered without no charge, they would have easily spent over $41,000. And Anderson says their digital online services have remained constant, especially with regard to old local newspaper articles, which she said surprised her in their popularity. Also, the Atlantic Public Library is one of 3,500 Carnegie libraries built or funded across the U.S. through the philanthropy of Andrew Carnegie, a Scottish-American businessman. That is a check of our news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.